Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You're with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We are broadcasting here in Fresno, California, better known as Mississippi Fresno. Glad to be on the air tonight. Want to thank our show, our host and co-host, Maria Elch, and the one and only revolutionary, Aline Reed. For the show last night, we knew they had a little complication there, but we just want to, you know, give them E for effort, you know. We have to keep working at it. Things will get better as we go. And, you know, how's everybody doing tonight? It's been a long day. It's been pretty hot. A lot of you know that I'm the founder of the Fresno Freedom School. And really, really good. Here in the heat. And so, you know, we just like to keep moving forward, you know. There's a lot going on right now across the country. I will say Black Lives Matter. And because I am a black man and my life do matter. I'm going to talk about Black Lives Matter. What does that mean? What does that narrative mean? How's it being used right now? Is it being used in the right way? Wrong way? So we're going to talk about that tonight. I'd just like to give a shout out to all of our freedom fighters across the world, those who are on the front lines fighting for justice, freedom, equality for everyone. We just want to thank you. I want to thank you for your dedication and hard work. I know what it feels like to organize. I'm an organizer myself, and well as a revolutionary, and so I know it takes to try to put events together and try to get people to work together, and so I just want to tip my hat to you, and want to give a shout out to all of the freedom fighters here in Fresno. You know, we have a lot of people here on the front lines. I mean, it's many names to even try to name. I won't even start trying to name all the names, but you know who you are. You know who you are. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do for us and our community. It means a lot, you know, to each and every one. And just keep it up. Just keep it up. We really appreciate you. Give me 1 second. I forgot to plug in my laptop here, but I will plug it in, and so we can get our show going. Just to let everybody know, this Friday at 3:30, there will be a Black Lives Matter protest here in Fresno, and ritual Black Lives Matter. Individual who brought it to Fresno. There's been a lot of groundwork that has been laid. I may say, and a lot of coalitions have been built over the years in Fresno. But, you know, we really just like to, you know, we just want to, there's room at the table for everybody. And we just want to collaborate in partnership with everyone. There will be a protest this Friday. This Friday, we'll be having a press conference at 4:45. If you go to my Facebook, you'll see the itinerary that is there. I'm trying to... yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and repost the itinerary and try to, so that you all can see a see the information for the protest that we're going to be doing this Friday. So I think that's it right there. I'm going to go ahead and repost this here so you all can find it. But I want to thank all of the organizers, especially Brother Ralphie, who's a great colleague of mine. Hopefully he'll call in tonight if he has time. I know he's very busy. But he's with the Brown Berets, and we just want to get acknowledged. To fight corruption, police brutality, one person cannot do it. It takes all of us. It takes all of us to be able to network and build partnerships. And so that's what we do. That's what we've been doing for the past 30 years here in Fresno, or 30 years or more. And Brown Berets have really been I'm going to use the word anchor. They have been an anchor, and from my perspective in our community, every time something happens, I can always count on them. They can always count on me that I'm there for our Latino community. Listen, you don't have to tell me what it's about. Just Harris, I need you here, and I'm there. And vice versa, that's the type of respect that we have built with one another over the years. And so Ralphie will be there Friday. We're looking for the community to come out. It starts at 3:30. See what the itinerary is for that day. For those who come out and support, we are grassroots. I want to put this disclaimer out there right now, because there's been a lot of talk about, there was a march did on Sunday, and I want to give those young people the respect to their efforts. But I believe that the Black Lives Matter movement was started because of the murders of unarmed Black men here in this country. In no shape, form, or fashion, the founders of the Black Lives Matter, who started Black Lives Matter, had no on point with the police department. But that language was said that maybe the individuals were partnering with the, but it's kind of hard to separate, because if you call yourself Black Lives Matter and then you're saying you're partnering with the police, it gets it muddy. I think that from our perspective of being the original founder here in Fresno with Black Lives Matter, it's about education. It's about holding the police accountable. It's about holding elected officials accountable in our city, which, we have been doing it. I mean, if you really follow the Fresno Brown Berets, they have really, really, really done a lot of good work here in our community from the standpoint of organizing, from the standpoint of engaging the community about know your rights. We're confronted by police officers here in our community. They have marched with me in West Fresno, and I have marched with them. And it's just good to know that you have support in the community like the Fresno Brown Berets. And so I just want to, first of all, just give all due respect to them for caring for the African American community here in Fresno. They could say, we're not going to be concerned about the African American community in Fresno. That's your problem, Harris. They don't have that type of philosophy. They don't have that type of ideology. They say, hey, we are family. We're a team. We stand with you, Harris. You stand in our community. We stand in your community. And so I just really, really respect that. And I've told people many times that, I trust my life with them. If I have to ever go to jail or what have you, get arrested, I would, anybody in the city, I would want them to take the lead on, you know, and speak about justice. You know, I want to talk about, those of you want to call it, 516-387-1474, 516-387-1474. We will be having a march, rally, protest, town hall meeting at Fresno City Hall. This is grassroots. This is how we do it here in Fresno, California, on the ground, on the pavement. our finger on the pulse of the community here. And so this, so I want to read the press release that went out. This press release will be going out tonight to all media. It's on the Facebook calendar. You can go to my wall. I don't believe I posted it there yet, but I believe the announcement for the protest for Friday is on there. So let's read for a second. I think what's happening here in Fresno is that the police department, we have to understand, has a lot of white supremacy, white privilege, a lot of racism that is involved in our police department. And there's a lot of people, there's a lot of people involved in this corruption that's going on here in Fresno. And for those of you who do not know, that our former Secretary Dyer is the mayor of Fresno now, mayor-elect. I did run for mayor of Fresno. Hey, my sister, how are you? Brandy, Tanisha, thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Like, just want to, you know, throw some knowledge down tonight, because knowledge is power. And that's just how we teach it at the Fresno Freedom School. Knowledge is power. So I'm going to read this. Again, it's on the my Facebook, but I think it's important that I read this for everyone. Matter, Fresno Town Hall and Rally, dates June 12, 2020. Place, Fresno City Hall, which is downtown Fresno, time 4:45. So I'm going to stop at the 4:45 right now, because I want everyone to understand that there will be a direct action at Fresno City Hall starting at 3:30. We will meet up at the front. We'll give directions on what we're going to do at that point. So it is a press conference at 4:45, but at 3:30 will be a direct action around Fresno City Hall. This will go from 3:30 to 10:00 in light of all of the brutality inflicted on black people by the Fresno Police Department. Now, I want to stop right there, because I know that we're talking about, you know, George Floyd, but I Fresno is my home, okay? And, you know, all due respect to George Floyd, we have many George Floyds in Fresno. We have many Oscar Grants who were shot at the BART handcuff rollover. We have many people who have been murdered across the country right here in Fresno. So for me, charity starts at home, even though we support the families and all organizers on the other side of the world. I don't want Fresno to be forgotten, because we have families here are still suffering. We have families here still in federal court. We have families here. They're still mourning their loved ones who have been executed and murdered and lynched by the Fresno Police Department. And I want to know June 12th. That Reverend Harris and his community, those who will come in brown community, white, yellow, purple, no matter what nationality you are, you need to be here. You need to be here, because, you know, this loved one who they have lost, you know, could be your loved one. It could be one of yours. And you would want support too, right? somebody should give me a thumbs up if they believe that I'm right. If you lost the federal police department, I would think that you would want the community to come out and support you. I'm still waiting to get maybe you don't want to support me. You don't want me or the Don Barrett stick. Okay, thank you. Thank you, somebody. I was about to, maybe I'm on the wrong show tonight or something here. We will hold a press conference to address the wrong suffering at the hands of police officers. You will review the abuse and list of demands by Black Lives Matter. Fresno leaders are demanding from former police chief, now Mayor-elect Jerry Dyer. They will include a real citizens review board with actually oversight and transparency, defunding or redirecting funds away from the police and mental health and social programs to reduce the shootings of people who need intervention, such as de-escalation, bonding and insurance of police officers to ensure that accountability so that cops are not on the street. We got to get these cops off the street, okay? Anyway, I'm going to get into that. All right, so now, repeat brutalizing and killing of Black people. Now, again, I'm Black people. I'm going to say brown people, too. I'm going to say all people. And they cut me off. Great. Cut me off.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay, we are back. Give me a second here. Okay. All right. We got to get this party started one more time. So, one of the things that, we have to understand about the movement, everyone, is that we are revolutionaries, and I want everybody to understand, because I think people get real upset when it comes to maybe I should click everybody back in again. Probably what I should do, so you know I'm back in. Give me a second. Okay. All right. We're going to get this party back going. Not going to have, probably I lost my audience there, but we'll continue to go with our show. So anyway, one of the things we need to understand about social media is that we don't necessarily own anything when it comes to social media. The people have the power to shut off our phones. They have the power to let our shows go for the extent of the plane. But it's important that we understand who the real enemy is right now. The enemy is not us, okay? The enemy is not us. But anyway, lost my audience. Hopefully they'll click back on. Thank you, White, for coming back. You know, again, y'all know I'm a censored man. Censored all the time, you know, because I speak truth to power. My women folks or two knights or censored because they speak truth to power. So let me get back to the show, what I was reading. I was at point number three, funding and insurance of police officers to ensure the accountability. So bad cops are not on the streets repeatedly brutalizing and killing black people. This press conference and rally will also serve to give a voice of Fresno families who have lost a loved one to Fresno police. These families are often subjected to the dehumanization and destruction of the loved ones. Character and Fresno police will not be invited nor allowed to speak. Furthermore information, please contact Reverend Floyd Harris Jr. So this action is going to be done this Friday at Fresno City Hall. We asking that you will come. If you do not live in Fresno, you have please have them be there at 3:30, Fresno City Hall, 2600 Fresno Street, 2600 Fresno Street at 3:30, and we will be rocking and rolling during that time. There's a couple of things that I seen today on Facebook that was just really, really disturbing to me. I can't figure out why are we so hated in this country? I can't figure out why police officers feel that they have to bully, why they have to embarrass, why they feel that they have to be a people to dehumanize us here in this country. I mean, you know, I don't see black police officers, and I'm not saying black police officers don't do nothing wrong, because I'm pretty sure they do. But I don't see black police officers in their community while a white man is jogging and decide to want to kill him. I don't see that. And I don't really understand why is that. I mean, you know, I scroll through Facebook sometime and not really looking for anything. You know, I'm just checking out, you know, different stories. Okay. I'm sitting here looking at a young man right now. Bronx boy, 16, says
New York Police Department brutalized him, made him walk around naked. I'm just asking a question. Now, if you think that I'm messed up, I want to show you what he looked like. Is this normal for black people? I mean, this is how he looked normal. But this is how he looked now. So, you know, what gets me is that, you know, people think that, you know, this stuff goes on. And we're supposed to be okay with it. We're supposed to be okay with this, okay? That's just, and I'm just, you know, I never did this before. For it's just, I'm just scrolling down, just reading the different articles on Facebook. Okay, here's another one. Here's another one. Three black women were stopped from entering an apartment pool in Tennessee by a white woman who allowed white residents to enter without question. The woman said they were blocked from entering Knox Ridge student apartments by a woman who questioned their status as residents, but ignored a white woman who walked in during the confrontation. White woman blocks black residents from entering apartment pool. Look, I'm just asking a question because it seems to me white people, but there's a lot of white people have problems with black people. And I'm really trying to figure out why is that? Okay, we got another story here. I'm just showing you all this because I think I'm a show and tell man, okay? It says, all right, protester demands justice for a 16-year-old boy shot and killed by Fresno police officer. Now, I'm reading the article. It reads, I seen the video, and this boy was pulling his pants up while he was running, and that cop shot him in the back of the head. Why aren't people protesting shit like this, justice for this boy? Now, it's a good question. Let's go into see if there's a video or something. Let's see what we can find out here. You know, I'm just asking, you know, what's going on here. I think it's important that we have a conversation about what is community policing. Now, this young man, from what we read, here we go.
Marietta led group prayer.
This is the first time me or my family has been close to this incident as it happened.
His nephew Isaiah Marietta Golding was 16 when he was shot and killed running for Fresno police.
He took up this fence here. He took off running. He didn't attempt to open the fence, didn't jump the fence. He just shot.
According to Bob, officers tried to detain and question the teen because they suspected he and his brother were involved in shooting the day prior. Isaiah wasn't there. Surveillance video uncovered by Action News shows Sergeant firing the shot that killed Marietta. He later said he thought Marietta might be armed, adding that eye contact and reach for the man caused the city's Office of Independent Review found the shooting within policy.
Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show.
It's important to look on the bright side right now.
You're here with me this evening. This Friday, there will be a protest at Fresno City Hall starting at 3:30. Ask everyone come out. This is what you just read. Brother Isaiah, who was here by the Fresno Police Department. What I find interesting is this. The brother was running away from the cops. I think we seen that. And the officer said, I felt threatened for my life because it looked like he went into his pocket, which he was pulling his pants up. So how can a police officer feel threatened, first of all, by someone running away from you, not running towards you, running away from you, fearing for their life, but the officer said he felt threatened for his life. So two people. Now let's look at this. How can two people feel threatened for their life if one is running away? I'm really, really trying to, I'm not even going to try to understand it because it doesn't even make sense to me. But what's interesting is the Fresno Police Department can sit here and say, oh, well, you know, we want to make sure that they have a peaceful demonstration. Peaceful. Here we are. See, this is why people in Fresno need to have their behind here this Friday at 3:30. I don't care how hot it is. Because we have family in Fresno that are grieving and has not received justice. Now, this is going to 10 o'clock at night. Yes, we're going to have a protest. We're going to have a march. We're going to have a rally. We're going to have a press conference. And we're going to have our own town hall meeting where people can come. And talk about how they feel about what's going on in Fresno. Because, see, what has happened is Fresno has decided that they thought that they were going to co-opt Black Lives Matter. I'm not going to allow that to happen. I don't care who you are, where you are. You're not going to co-opt Black Lives Matter. It's not going to happen. Not while I'm here in Fresno. Okay? We need people who are tired of being sick and tired to stand up. See, because if you don't stand up, the repeated police officer had no reason
to shoot Brother Isaiah. There was no reason. And that this cop is still working on the federal police department. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Go to my Facebook, and I think I just reposted it, because it's important. It's important that Black Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter. But what's more important is for you to stand up. That's what's important. But see, Fresno Police Department and this government has done a great job in manipulating the people of Fresno. He said, well, Dr. Harris, we mean manipulate. They come into our community with bounce houses and hot dogs, giving it to our children, playing music, but they just shake their little behind, and then they turn around, and they become Isaiah, then they shoot them in the head when they're 15 years old, and they go home and have a Coke and a smile, laughing at their dinner table. Oh, I shot a Black person. I shot a Black person. But you know what? Internal affairs is going to get me off. I don't have to worry about nothing, family. Let's go fishing. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. Let's go to Black Beers, and let's go have fun, because we just killed another Black man or a brown man in the city of Fresno. I have a caller. Oh, that's my co-host. 3205. Co-host brother Tony. This brother is conscious, and you know, he keep it real. He keep his 100. I'm glad he called in tonight. You know, we're just talking about, you know, what's the action that's going to be happening this Friday. For those who want to call in, 563-8714-74. Please call in. It's open mic night tonight, 3205. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Hey, good evening, Pastor. How you doing?
Oh man, we're I'm getting geared up for this Friday at Fresno City Hall. I'm trying to educate the people on why it's important for them to stand up with us. You know, stand up with a people who understands the pain and suffering of the family. Stand up with a group of people who understands that we don't partner with the cops. We hold the cops accountable for what they're doing to our community. Not because we're paying for it. When you pay for a service, you want first-class service. We're paying for policing, and what are we getting? Dead bodies. That's what the show is about tonight. Talk to us, my brother.
You know, sad but true, and unfortunately, in the city of Fresno, this has been going on for decades. What the police department does here, this is generational warfare against families and minorities here in this city. You know, they say that a people that will not stand together will perish together. And here in Fresno, it doesn't matter.
That's a deep statement, my brother.
It don't matter what color you are. Because the one thing about the Fresno Police Department is, when it comes to Black people, Hispanics, Asians, because when they moved the Vietnamese in here, they also became a target. Fresno PD does not care about your skin tone. And I just heard you mention that, you know, they come into communities with bounce houses and hot dogs. Yeah, they come in and they throw that cover over their eyes. We really want to be your friend. But yet, you come in, and you come in like the military. You come in, and you want to shoot up, and you want to beat up, and you want to run down, and basically abuse people who just want to live their lives. Now, don't get me wrong. We like anybody else. We're not trying to just live any kind of way. And we're not about all this violence that gets heaped up upon us. But unfortunately, Fresno PD got preachers saying notions about how to deal with minorities. Oh, we don't treat them like we treat the folks out north. Let's go out there and beat them down. Let's go out there and accuse them of being drug dealers and pimps and hoes and whatever else we can decide that they're going to be. I hope people realize that this Friday, it is very important for them to come out there and put their voices to use. Come out. Tell us your stories. There are people here who have had run-ins. We have got to come together to fight this. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me, Pastor? Yeah, I'm here, but
these are the problems.